Om Shanti. So we have the privilege to have among us Brother Bij Mohan, so we can just wave to him. He came from Delhi after the big program there. So we thank from the heart for his time here. Bij Mohan Bhai is one of our main senior brothers. He's been Gyan since 55. So it's a long time. And he has many stories. His classes are normally full of humor and very intelligent. I remember his was the first class I've attended in Madhuban when I came first time. So I still remember that class. And it's very, we are very grateful that you are here with us, Brother Bij Mohan. Thank you very much. So let's hear his class. And after that, we have Word Meditation Hour. So the third Sunday meditation.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So, welcome to Sweetest Bap Dada's home and your own home. Bap Dada says, whatever belongs to me belongs to his children. How lucky we are that Bap Dada has made us aware that we are the souls who were and are Bap Dada's first family. So we must always keep in mind all souls are Baba children, but we souls are powerful souls, special souls, because we are Bap Dada's first family. People talk of the first man. They only have very vague idea when they apply their mind how the word began. So they think, they go back and think there must have been the first man whose descendants we are. So they all talk of Adam. And to create physically, Adam adopted Eve. Now, this is a very old story. So Baba, as you know, there is a custom that grandfather, grandmother tell their grandchildren stories. So they tell Laukik stories But our grandfather tells us spiritual story. And then we realize that we are oldest as well as the newest children of Baba. To make things easy for us, and just as a teacher in the kindergarten first schooling tells the small children with pictures, A means apple, and like that. So Bab Dada also makes us realize, so that we go out of the body and get on our screen of mind the story of our own journey. So Baba says, bring a tree, visualize a tree in front of your mind. Who is the father of the tree? Who is the father of the tree? The seed. Okay. When a seed is a seed, the story is not unfolded. But when the seed is sown in soil, then what happens? Who is the mother of the tree? The mother of the tree is roots. So seed, when it's sown, produces roots and transfers all its powers, energy and quality of whatever fruit the seed is to the roots. And then what happens? The seed disappears. Now everything is in the roots. Then what happens? From the roots sprouts a small little sapling, and with two leaves always. So any botanical tree seed, first of all, when the seed disappears out of the roots, will appear a small little sapling with two leaves. Now what has happened? That the seed transferred everything to the roots, and roots now are coming out from the below the soil, coming out and bringing a little small twig and two leaves. Everything is in that. Now it grows. So what is the first family of the seed? The roots and the two leaves. And if you visualize a little later than that, a small sapling. Now, to cut the story short, think of the full-grown tree. Out of what it grew, that small trunk, which became a very big trunk, and then so many branches, so many leaves, sub-branches, twigs, everything. So when one looks at a full-grown tree, one cannot visualize that it was born out of a little seed. And Baba always gives the example of the banyan tree, where in a full-grown banyan tree, the seed disappeared at the beginning, the roots are also gone, even the trunk is gone, and the branches from up take roots and they are supporting that tree. So Baba says, likewise, today's world today is like that. So we have so many divisions, almost totally fragmented the world is. And then it dries out. The tree dies. But before dying, the seed reappears and again gives birth to the new tree in the same way. So Baba says, again the tree, the seed brings out what roots and which two leaves and the first few little saplings. They must be those which the seed brought out previously and so on. So now, if we put ourselves in that position, who are we? We are the first family of the seed. The family is small compared to the full-grown tree. If you see at full-grown tree, the last twig, if you connect it with the seed, what will be the position? It will have their own father and then father and father and ultimately great, 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 many times father. That is physical. And the seed, spiritual. So therefore, when we see Baba's family coming from all over the world, so each one of us, what we feel? We have scattered. We have had gone far away, because by taking rebirths, we are not the same as we were in our first birth. But now, the seed is again bringing us to the root. So they say, going back to the root. So we are coming back here, although in different costumes, different bodies, different languages, but in essence, there are millions and billions of souls in the world. But in a sense, Baba brings together which souls out of them? Those who belong to the first family. And you know, the first family is so powerful. The roots are the foundation of the tree, and above the soil, the first family is so powerful that we are the great, 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 umpteen times ancestors of the whole human race. So therefore, if you look geographically, Baba says world was one. In the golden age, was the world scattered into continents and all that, broken, or it was one? Because only if it was one, we could have one kingdom, we could have one language, we could have one lifestyle. Then what happened? As the tree grew, big branches came out, and if you straighten any branch, it will become a tree of its by itself, like the Christmas tree. If you straighten the one big branch of the tree and put in the soil, it will look like a tree by itself. But all the Divine Fathers say, we are children, I am son of God. Why I am saying so is, our subject today is Maryadas, which means the topic given to me is Wisdom of the Maryadas, but you slightly change it. Wisdom is Maryadas. No Maryadas, no wisdom. Or polluted intellect. Now you can imagine when the seed itself transfers all its powers of the whole tree to the roots and the first family, what will be the status, stage and position of that first family? And compare it with the full grown tree with even the trunk gone and supported by the branches only. So that was the stage of complete Maryadas, and this is the state of no Maryadas. That is why they say, for today's world, anything can happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere. Is it so? Is there any certainty, security, anything? No. Safety? No. So it means, this is the stage of no Maryadas. Even if one tries to keep a Maryada, the entire power of the vicious world will break that Maryada. It will have no meaning, no sense. A single person becomes fully honest, fully truthful, no matter. Just as you put a drop of water in a furnace, what will happen? Evaporate. So Baba says, my children, I give them a macro view of the world, because without that, we cannot deeply appreciate, understand and practice Maryadas. If in today's world, what I have described is the situation, what was the situation of the first family, the golden era, created by the diamond era, where we are now? Most precious era, diamond is transparent. It is pure carbon. If you burn a diamond, no ashes will be left. If you burn any other type of carbon, some ashes will be left, because there will be some physical content. And if you burn lignite or brown coal, it will be more of ashes. So therefore, in that, we can describe that golden age as where everything happened at the right time, at the right place, and in the right manner. See what a downfall. Now when we say right time, right place, and right manner, the most important of these three words is the right manner. And right manner is nothing but maryadas. In today's world also we talk of mannerism. He has bad manners, he is rude, and so on. Hardly you will find, excepting in Brahmins, that also very studious, very deep studying Brahmins, mannerism. It may, outside mannerism you can find. There may be people well dressed like that, you know, looking very civilized, but inside criminalized. Criminal, E-Y-E-S-E-D. So therefore, Baba is now, if you start thinking of the maryadas, you can make a big book describing so many maryadas. As you see a big full-grown tree, you see the great expanse of the tree. But when you go to the root, so they always say, go to the root of the problems. So Baba says, I teach my children maryadas from as a seed to the roots, the root of maryadas, so that all other maryadas get into place naturally. So little, so small, so easy, so natural. If we try to translate maryadas into English, that will mean norms. Norms. Even today, they have a semblance of norms everywhere. There are rules, there are regulations, there are laws for everything. Even there is a laws for driving on the roads, crossing the road, and so on. They have made so many laws, and yet all over the world they have assemblies making more laws. As if up to now we have been unlawful in those aspects. So there are permanent assemblies all over the world. What is their job? Go on making laws. More laws, more laws. And there is no end. They are supposed to be continuing forever. You can think of people of today who think of the expense. And Baba's children, little, but you know, it is going to produce that new tree, which is called golden tree. So therefore, maryadas means norms. And norm means normal. You cannot lay down hard and fast rules for anything. Even if you lay down, they won't work next day. Many people, when you meet, they will say, tell me some another method that I can be always in yoga. You see, it's a natural question. But can anyone tell any single method by which anyone could be naturally in yoga? If that were so, Baba would have spoken only one murli, and this is the way to yoga finish? No. When a stone has to be chiseled into a murti idol, then you know you have to do lot of chiseling and then finishing. Therefore, Baba says, norm is normal and normal is natural. And what does natural means? If we have to make any effort even a little effort to do something, it is not natural. And Baba says, what? Make Gyan or all your subjects your natural nature. When it becomes our natural nature, you don't have to pay attention, you don't have to do anything extra, it will automatically express. Say a person has made anger their nature. It is not their natural nature, but today they make their nature, like someone speaks very loud. And when they do it, they say, I never meant it. You know, it is my nature to speak loud. I never intended. So what does it mean? Bab Dada says, I am teaching you, but I will, like the seed, give you everything and go back. But have you absorbed everything and made it your natural nature? So we have to see for ourselves. Our subjects, Gyan, knowledge. Is this knowledge to go on and on and on for the whole cycle? Or like a study, any study, there is a completion of the course? A person wants to become a doctor, he studies, and ultimately there is completion of the course, after that no study, practice. Similarly, knowledge is the supreme knowledge, it is like nectar, but it is not by itself an end, it is a means to an end, and the end is to become normal. From abnormal. Okay. Now see, yoga. Yoga is very powerful. It can finish all our old sanskaras. But for how long do you think Lakshmi Narayan will be practicing yoga every day in the morning? As we charge our mobile every day in the morning to work for the... No. Do you think Lakshmi Narayan will be going for jogging or a workout or something like that to keep healthy? No. Then inculcation of divine qualities, third subject. Is there a limit to inculcation, or you will go on inculcating, either raining out and re-inculcating, or is there a limit? Time limit. And service. If in the golden age you want to do any service, is there any single devta who has any need to be served in any way? No. You don't require doctors, you don't require advocates, you don't require dietitian, nothing. Which means that when we completely inculcate all maryadas, number-wise of course, it is over. And then we get into that practical world. So therefore our degrees are, if you look at the degrees of the deities, Sarva Gun Sampan, what does it mean? All qualities complete. Sola Kala Sampuran, which means attaining the maximum, like the full moon. A full moon cannot become fuller than full. Fulfilled. So Baba says, knowledge full, bliss full, peace full, love full, all full. Okay. Sarva Gun Sampan, 16 qualities complete, and then completely viceless. full of virtues and free from vices. No vices at all in the mind, even anywhere. Our thinking is totally now changed completely. We are ignorant about the vices. And then comes the last one, is Maryada Purushottam. That is to say, following all the Maryadas. And this is the last. So we have the subjects, they will be over totally. And the qualities also, the last of them is Maryada Purushottam. So what does it mean? This means that, now let us visualize our golden age and golden age everything, which means in the golden age our eyes will see only what is to be seen. Okay? Nothing else. So we don't have a slogan there, see no evil. Okay? Only to be seen, and only as much to be seen. Not more, not less. Then, for as long as to be seen, not more, not less. So this is, the eyes become divine, divinized. Now we are the other side, criminalized the whole world. Similarly, for all our organs of the body, the ears will listen what? Only what is to be listened for as long as to be listened. So this is called complete performance of Maryadas, which means completely normal and completely natural. They don't have to make effort. This to see, this not to see, no. There is nothing bad to be seen at all. The scenery has totally changed. And even the good is there, all is good. But you only see out of good also as much as you need to see. Not like here, rarely you get something good, then you think of absorbing more of it because it is good, you may not get it. Now what happens then? That Baba says, my children, you are the actors, hero actors in this world drama. I, the Supreme Father, never come into this play because I save myself to redeem you when you again get back into the wrong thing. So, the entire drama, everything, physical, material, timely, and place-wise, everything is soulless. It has everything, but no soul. And what if a body is there, beautiful body, but no soul? It is like an uncharged mobile. A charged mobile can do anything by a click, but not charged mobile is useless. So the whole of the nature, what for it is? You take away all the souls with bodies from the nature, then what will it look like? Lifeless? Baba says, I give you entry into that and you have to live it in it. You don't have even to operate. It naturally works and operates, naturally. So, when we are normal, everything else will also be in its place. It will be perfect. Because the souls make the world what it was, and the souls have made the world what it is. Baba, nobody can say, God, you did this. Or wind, you did this. Water, you did this. Nothing. The moon is there. The sun is there. Everything is in place. Oceans are there. If there is any disturbance or something has got polluted, by whom? You know, every animals even work by instinct. You can know. Animals don't change their thinking. Only human beings have this intellect. So when it gets polluted, it still thinks, but the wrong way. So therefore, to operate that beautiful paradise, if it is offered to us today, who will be able to do that in a perfect way? Without accident, without disturbance, without imbalance. Only those souls who follow the maryadas completely. Although Bab Dada's word is such that after half the cycle, only two celestial qualities are lost, from 16 to 14. And even that Baba calls a semi-heaven. It is no longer a paradise. Even you lose two qualities because imperfection. Not in that sense, but perfection becomes less. So therefore, now it is for us, because Baba is doing spiritual genetics of the souls. Baba is bringing us to our normal, natural nature. And when our sanskars are original and eternal, all maryadas will be automatically followed. If I try to work for following this maryada, the other one will be gone. Either I will be at wrong time, at the wrong place, or doing something in a wrong manner, hurrying, worrying, all those things, inadvertently causing insult to others, because it's an imperfect world. So how to remain perfect in an imperfect world? You have to behave in an imperfect way with good intentions to be in place. So one can never try to be perfect here. Only the soul can be perfected. And Baba says, when your soul become perfect, they leave the body. This is the test. So none of us is complete because we are very much in the body. All right. Now let us test how much maryadas we are following. Baba says, you are a soul, not the body. I am soul, this is my body. Now, if in our speech there is any form of ego, subtle ego, I, based on the body, are we following maryadas of Baba? Strictly speaking, no. We have all the intention to follow the maryadas, everyone. But practically, it is like a subtle thing. Now you are I the soul, now you are I the body. And when I become I the body, maryada is broken. And the classic story of Sita, who went into Ravan's prison is that there was a line drawn by Rama that if you remain within this line, you will be safe, everything will be okay. But be careful. As soon as you cross this line, you will be in the prison of Ravan. What does it mean? When I am soul conscious, I am Baba conscious, I am conscious of golden age, my original sanskaras, just I forget, I become body conscious, I start doing actions like Ravana's Sena, and everything will go wrong. Now it is okay while you are practicing, but if even in the final stage, if you are doing this, then what will happen? You will earn, you will lose, you will earn, you will lose. The balance will be, instead of hero, it is zero. A zero is a little longer with a hollow in it, and a hero is a point with no hollow inside. So therefore, a cycle or a circle is big. If you condense it, concentrate, it will become a point. The difference is, a point, you look from any angle, will be a point only. You photograph a point from any side, the result will be a point only. But anything other than a point, different shapes will come. So therefore, Baba narrates us, my obedient, faithful, loyal children, Supreme Father's inheritors, the condition is, you give everything to me and I give everything to you for 21 generations. And what you give is the tamoguni, kaljugi things, body is tamoguni, mind is tamoguni, words are not divine, nothing is. And that he takes so that we don't mix up the good with that. It can't happen. Okay. Children, students of the Supreme Teacher, learning to be divine deities, and we are not attentive. Sometimes we are body conscious, sometimes we take it easy. So each word, if it enters us, we become full maryada parshottam. If we miss something, we miss. How Brahma Baba became full maryada parshottam? Because Shiv Baba spoke from here, Brahma Baba heard from there. No class missed. Okay. And Mateshwari mother, Baba spoke and she absorbed. We have heard of an old story that our Didi Manmohini, who was the first administrative head, once talked to Baba that Mama was a very young girl with no money, nothing. She came to Gyan. She is always with you, absorbing. I belong to a very rich family. I supported the yak with money also. I also sit here and listen to everything. Why she is Mama and why I am Didi? Baba said, wait, you will be given the answer. Next day, some people came to meet Baba. So Mama was also sitting, Didi was also sitting, because as Dadi Janki says, we have absorbed everything but Baba did, and now what we do is, a situation comes and we think, oh, what Baba did, and we answer. So when that people came to meet, Baba was talking something to them. Didi thought that after they leave, some toli has to be given. So she went inside to bring apples. And she brought the apples. Everything was over. Then Baba said, "You got the answer?" Baba said, "Look, Mama kept sitting all the time. And you thought to bring apples and you missed this. So this is why Mama is Mama and you are Didi." Okay? Now see, so much, because it's very, very subtle to become God-like. It is easily said, but practically become with no missing. Even if we listen to a song and there is some missing or something stuck up, like yogi bano, gyani bano, and the needle is stuck up at yogi, yogi, yogi. Wherever you are, you will come down. So therefore, it has to be moving like drama. So Baba says, keep on moving your discus, sodarshan chakra, because you are feeling sanskaras of all the yugas in you. If I try to be only in Sangam Yuga, or I try to be only in Laukik, then I am not moving that chakra, so it is not filling into me. If I fill 3/4, I will land in the Silver Age, and so on. So the basic thing is, then Satguru. Satguru means follow each and every Shrimat of Baba. And what the souls do? When I comes, the other eye, physical eye, we start following our Shrimat, or whatever Shrimat our friends give us, or other people. And that Shrimat is kept back, and then suddenly we think, oh, this is not Shrimat, then we start following Shrimat. Some of Baba's children test Shrimat with their own mat, and if their own thinking says it is okay, then only they accept it. Rest of it goes beyond them. So by every test, each and every test, what you will find is that we can understand we have to do much more. We have to do much more. Baba says you are on return journey. So your next stop is angelic stage, and your final stop is incorporeal stage. How much we are moving forward to the angelic stage? In angel stays nowhere. It doesn't stick to any place. Angel is neither male nor female. Angel thinks always good of others. Angel doesn't bother, it doesn't have any age that I am old and I am young. Angel is angel. So are we putting that angelic stage now in our life? Dadi Janki is putting. She never bothers. She is 101 or this. She works. Even if the body does not come, she says, do, and it does. So in the golden age, our final complete age, we just think and it happens. And what has to happen only comes to our mind. And in this age, we think a lot, and when it comes to happening, we are tired. So much thinking and little doing, and there thinking is only just natural. And things happen. This is called every thought is fulfilled, every wish is fulfilled. How come? So Baba says, now you have waste thoughts, you can't concentrate, you are a point, but you should be a point only, but you can't concentrate, because as much as we practice to be in corporeal state, only to that extent we can be a point. Baba says, in your thought should be like you are in incorporeal stage. Then it will be less. Any BK who thinks more should think not to think, because that is the one thing which will tell you your spiritual health. If you are thinking of the past, you are thinking of the future, you are not able to control. When you have to sleep, you can't sleep. When you have to get up, you can't get up. And you know, when it is hunger time, you get hungry before others and like that. So this is not, we are not practicing. We are body conscious. So therefore, list is long, but basically, if we concentrate, the body is doing everything, doesn't matter. If your bodies are here, and you are in your own country, mentally, where are you? Here or there? Naturally there. So, body does, it's just your resource. It will obey you. If we are subtly body conscious, we start obeying the body. You do anything, you will not be tired because you are a soul. Soul never gets tired. But as soon as you come in the body, oh, I traveled 30 hours, I must be tired. So then you get tired. So basically, in a subtle way, because we are not incorporeal in our thought, then what happens? The I comes, and then in our speech also, we get ego. We don't know. It's a very subtle ego. Ego is such a thing, a person says, I have no ego, that is also ego. It's so subtle. Okay. Now, then in speech, when you come, you get ego. When in action, you will find very subtle vices will happen. I have no greed in the worldly sense, but I want that I should have a comfortable accommodation in Gyan Sarovar. So, what is this? Is it not greed? Achha, okay. Lunch is served, I like something more. So I take that more. Oh, Baba's house is getting so nice food. But is it not greed? Similarly, I have done something. It is Baba's gyan. Baba is giving us to distribute. And I start thinking, I am doing that. I start writing books in my name. It is Baba's gyan, but people should say, this brother has written 10 books. And it means I am distracting the souls from Baba to me. There are many, many scholars who have written big, big books, but to what effect? Murli is not a book. A new Murli comes every day. That is, do you want to be fresh every day, or you want to have stale things? Even an author of a book, when he starts writing, and by the time he ends, his own thoughts also change. So Baba said, no human connection and not trying to be impressed by a human being or trying to impress a human being by yourself. The greatest weakness of a Brahman is to be impressed by a human being, live or dead, and to try to impress other human beings to yourself. Because we are connected with Baba, he is giving. So, if you want another soul, you should connect it with Baba, not with yourself. That is why Baba remains subtle and simple, so that, like you know, the roots are always below the surface. They are called incognito, but they have all the power. As soon as you come above the surface, ego will become. You know, there are many foodstuffs. If there is air in the jar, then that gets spoiled. If it is full, it will not get spoiled. So, coming out means, in the world or in the physical means, you are subject to one form of the other of problems. So if we test, Baba tests us today, we can understand how much we lag behind. Baba says, any soul, there is no limit of 8 or 108, any soul, which gets entitled, I will add more numbers. But Baba knows inside. that my offer is there, my Baba's offer is there to all of us to become Lakshmi Narayan. But inside Baba knows how much maryada is kept. Lastly, there is no need to be disheartened also. Because if we put that test on ourselves, we will think, oh, no marks. So you may, if you give yourself entitlement to silver age, then God cannot also save you. Because He says you are yourself want to go there, checking your own mark sheet. So there was a father teaching sums to his little child. So father said, child, what does 40 plus 80 make? The child said 160. And father patted the child, oh, you are brilliant. Asked the servant to bring chocolate for him. Oh, you are so brilliant. 40 plus 80, 160. So there was a passerby going. He said, what this fellow is teaching? Does he know arithmetic himself? He is teaching his child. 40 plus 80 is 160 and he is patting the child, offering him chocolates. So he asked, you see, why are you pampering the child, teaching him wrong things? 40 plus 80 is not 160. He said, you don't know the whole story, please. You are only looking at today. Yesterday he said, 190. So he has improved. That is why I am patting him. So therefore, no need to be disheartened also. Because we have to see what we were and what we have become. So there is always hope, there is always open. Baba says it is never too late to begin. But begin it now. Om Shanti.